Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, don't forget your keyword to cash this hour.
Mouse, M-O-U-S-E, mouse. Text the word into 72881.
Today is the two-year anniversary of Jamie and I coming on the air together. And it's been a fun 2 years. And we're playing a game, a little midday feud, asking you the most popular topics that you hear. We've got the top eight answers are on the board. Number one and number eight are off the board. What's the most popular topic that Jamie and I do during midday here? Number one, President Trump comes up often, obviously, and we speak about it a lot. And number eight on the board is gone. Does the punishment fit the crime, fired or not fired? That one pops up. We've got four people on the line. They're like the family on the feud. So we're going to reset. We're going to clear the slate. No strikes so far. We got six answers left. We're going to go to Hope here on KMBZ. And Hope, I hope, I'm sure you've heard that a thousand times. I hope you can figure out what's the most popular topic that Jamie and I talk about here on midday?
Guns and gun safety.
Guns it is. That is correct. That's the number two answer. We just did guns last hour, as a matter of fact.
In a good way.
School shootings also on the board on that same list, unfortunately. Hang right there, Hope. We'll come back to you. Eric, you're on KMBZ. Eric, what's the most popular topic that you hear here on midday?
Number two. How about kids and curfews?
Show me kids and curfews. No, I mean, we do the curfew once a year usually. And that usually leads to plaza conversations.
Right.
But again, that's kind of seasonal. We don't usually get into that. Hang right there, Eric. You don't need to go anywhere. Eric dropped off. 576-7798. Back to Alan on KMBZ. Alan, what's the most popular topic you hear on midday?
The KCI Airport.
Show me KCI. That is right. That was a hot one.
For quite a while.
Yeah. Yep, definitely. KCI, definitely there. All right. Let's see here. Let's put him on hold, and we bring in Doug. Doug, thanks for hanging, buddy. Can you name one of the most popular topics that we talk about here on midday?
Social media.
Show me social media. That is correct. Very good. We're doing very well here. We're doing real well here. That was the number six answer on the board. Hang on hold. Hope. Hope, give me another answer. What do you always hear about here on KMBZ during the midday program?
Bad parenting versus good parenting.
Show me parenting. Man, we are doing very, very well. Now we're rocking and rolling.
Well, now people are thinking beyond like this week.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Bad parenting, number seven on the board. All right, let's see here. How many do we have left? People are doing very, very well. One. I got two left. Two answers. See if Alan can come up with one of them. Alan, we got two left on the board. What are we always chatting about around here?
The streetcar.
Show me streetcar. Not so much.
For a period of time, yes, but it hasn't really come up in quite a while.
And it doesn't get as much attention from people who aren't, you know, living downtown in that district. But let's go to Doug. Doug, you got one strike on you, but you got to give me an answer here.
I'm going to go with house pets.
With what?
House pets, dogs and cats.
Show me house pets. Two strikes, two answers left, two strikes, and it comes down to Hope. Hope, there are two answers left. You got to be careful, though. You got two strikes here. What is the most popular topic that we talk about here on midday?
The streetcar?
That was just answered. Give me another answer, please.
Oh, the streetcar was answered. The sex education.
Sexual education? Show me sex ed. That is incorrect. Sorry, Hope. That's your third strike. The last two answers on the board. Thanks to everybody for playing. Thanks to Alan. Thanks to Doug. Thanks to Hope. We wound up getting six strikes. But regardless, we got through some of these. Not on the board. Kneeling for the national anthem. That has been a big topic for the last...
Yesterday.
I mean, we did it yesterday.
And I complained about it.
Kneeling and a combination. If you would have gotten any of these answers, we would have given you credit. Bullying, suicide, opioids, all kind of in that area. That always seems to come up because, unfortunately, bullying is coming back this fall. We know it.
It didn't really go away. We didn't talk about it for a little bit because kids were out of school, which is actually a funny thought I had. Schools now, superintendents are coming back together and talking about how do we prevent, you know, teen suicides and stuff. And I'm like, wow, get kids out of school for the summer and we forget what was going on in their lives before they broke for summer break.
So number one, Trump. Number two, guns and school shootings. Number three, social media. Number four, bullying, suicide, opioids. Number five, kneeling for the anthem. Six, KCI. Number seven, parenting. And number eight, fired or not fired, did the punishment fit the crime? So those are the topics that you guys seem to really get into. We try to space those out, but those are ones that seem to come up a lot. And we appreciate everybody for the last 2 years getting in on those. And a lot of the other stuff, pets and some other, curfew, plaza, Westport. We get into all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And if you have time tomorrow, come by and say hi at Oak Park Mall.
Oh, it'll be a good time. If you can make it down there, that would be great. If you can't make it down there for the Caring for Kids Radiothon for the Salvation Army Children's Shelter, that's okay too, but please donate. These kids are taken out of some bad situations, and they are placed hopefully in better situations, but that costs money, and we're basically shilling for, 14 hours to try to get as much money out of you as possible. Tomorrow from 7 a.m. till 9, we're live at Oak Park Mall. And we want your donations. And actually, let's get the donations started off on the right foot. We're doing it today.
So UMB has donated their suite for tomorrow's Chiefs game for the Radiothon. So they've got suite tickets, several pairs, that are available for tomorrow's game for a $500 donation per pair. Each pair will get you the suite, hors d'oeuvres and refreshments, and a gold parking pass. The game tomorrow night, 7:30. If you're interested, here's what you do. Call Chris at the Salvation Army. The number is 816-803-0935. The tickets will be sold on a first-come, first-served basis. Again, we're looking for a $500 donation or more per pair of suite tickets.
It's a pretty good deal right there. First Chiefs game, get to go see Mahomes, go see Kelsey, go see... the new wide receiver that they just signed. Why can't I think of his name? Sammy Watkins, thank you very much. You want to get there early because they don't play a lot in that second quarter and beyond. But if you want to do the donation, $500. Again, as Jamie mentioned, call Chris, 816-803-0935. It's a big amount of money, but it's going to go a long way to helping out a bunch of kids. Do it today. The info, by the way, also on Facebook and Twitter. Did this officer do the right thing to an 11-year-old? We'll discuss coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. You got about 40 minutes or so to text in this hour's keyword to cash.
This hour it is mouse, M-O-U-S-E, mouse. Text it into 72881.
Don't forget, if you want to make a generous donation for the suite tickets for tomorrow's, I don't know how many we have left, but we started the day with 10. I know we have less than that now. $500 to the Caring for Kids Radiothon, which is tomorrow. Started off today with that $500 donation. We'll hook you up with a pair of tickets into the UMB Bank suite. Includes food and beverage, a gold parking pass for the game tomorrow. Just call Chris, 816-803-0935 over at the Salvation Army, and we'll get you hooked up. Again, $500 donation. Big-time donation for some kids that are really, really going to appreciate it.
Next story comes to us out of the Cincinnati Inquirer. Cincinnati police have identified the officer who used a taser to stun an 11-year-old girl suspected of stealing from a Kroger grocery store on Monday. 55-year-old Officer Kevin Brown fired his taser at the girl after she had placed items from the Spring Grove Village store into her backpack and tried to leave the store. Officials said the girl refused to stop at Brown's commands. The police chief, Elliot Isaac, has opened an investigation, and acting city manager Patrick Duhaney told city council members that has happened. The vice mayor, Christopher Smitherman, says there needs to be a complete investigation. It is hard to understand why an 11-year-old would be tased. I expect answers in 24 hours. Brown was working an off-duty security detail and investigating several young girls accused of stealing from the store. He approached the 11-year-old girl, but she ignored the officer and continued to walk away. So the officer hit the girl in the back with the taser. And if you don't know how a taser works, it gives off an electric current that is designed to destabilize somebody and render them so they can't move. And that's what happened. He hit her with that electric current and she came to the ground and was not able to move after that. She was arrested on charges of theft and obstructing official business, taken to Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center for evaluation, and released to a parent. The police chief said, "We are extremely concerned when force is used by one of our officers on a child of this age. As a result, we'll be taking a very thorough review of our policies as it relates to using force on juveniles and the propriety of the officer's actions." The department policy basically says that tasers should not be used on anyone under the age of 7 or over the age of 70 or anyone who is pregnant. The department also has a policy about body cameras, and this officer did not have his on at the time. They're supposed to be on anytime they're responding to any kind of event. He didn't turn his on until after the taser was used. So they don't have his body camera account of exactly what happened.
576-7798. Was it right for this police officer to use a taser on a girl that he suspected was shoplifting? When he approached her, she walked away. She's 11. 576-7798. I don't have much of a problem if the officer felt it was necessary, and the report will hopefully come out in the next day or two, obviously. One thing I do, you know, is it to me was not tase or let her go. There should have been something else, you know, another step taken, like chase down the 11-year-old girl. She's 11.
If you as a police officer can't catch an 11-year-old, then I have questions about whether you could catch, you know, a 25-year-old guy that you're chasing down the street. She's confined. I believe this happened in the store. So the fact that he couldn't just run after her and catch her and then put her in handcuffs, were you lazy? You know, what was going on that you felt like the taser was the next step? Because nobody has said that she had a weapon, so it's not like he felt like his life was in danger. Use a taser, it makes me think, wow, you're feeling like you're threatened, which I don't. She was ignoring commands, but she wasn't even running in his direction. I mean, it's not like he had to duck or anything to get away from her. The fact that he didn't just chase after her is a little, I don't understand why we jumped from point A to point F. And the body camera being off, huh?
Now that, I'll agree with you.
You know,
that's a little, okay.
What do you mean you didn't turn the body camera on?
Didn't you say the policy is anytime they have to engage in something, yeah, police related?
Anytime they're out.
You turn it on?
Yeah, and you do that. Police do that for their own defense also. That way, if they're accused of some kind of wrongdoing, they can prove, no, we did the right thing. You can't prove that either way now.
She was accused of shoplifting to a Kroger. Cop shows up, tries to talk with her. She doesn't run, but she leaves. She walks away. She won't stop. Cop opens with the taser on the 11-year-old girl in the back. Was the police officer right? Was the police officer wrong?
Yeah, and somebody just made this point, too, on the text line. I've seen various amounts in terms of the number of volts that these give out. I saw 50,000. Somebody's telling me 90,000. Whatever it is, it's what they're designed for adults. And so I don't know how big this 11-year-old girl is, but that means that she got the same amount of electricity as an adult would, you know, as you would use on a 40-year-old guy that's running from you. He used the same tool in that case.
I have a tough time going against the police officer here who was there to stop a crime, and he believes she was committing a crime. Was it too much? That's debatable. But oftentimes I feel like with police officers, they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. If he lets the person go, then the shoplifter gets away.
But those weren't his only options.
I,
you know?
Yeah, I know.
His only options weren't to let her go or taser.
You said he was brought in to deal with a group of girls who were shoplifting. I want to know if in this report, was he trying to talk to three at the same time and only one of them went away and he wanted to keep them all there? I don't know. We're going to find out in that 24-hour report.
How did he know for sure that she was one of the girls? You know, just because she had a backpack doesn't mean that she was one of the girls suspected of stealing.
576-7798. What do you think? Let's go to Chuck on KMBZ. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. How are you today? I was listening in the early hours about this conversation. Here's my thing. If a squirmish was to be ensued and the officer was to grab this little girl, maybe take her down, or, you know, there was bruises that showed up from some sort of physical altercation between the two, would we still be having this conversation?
I don't know what you mean.
If the police officer tackles her and she's beat up, are we saying that the officer used excessive force?
Why does he have to tackle her? Why can he not just chase her and put her in handcuffs?
Okay, well, how do you subdue somebody who's running away from you?
Well, how do police do it every other time they don't tase or shoot someone, but chase someone and put them in handcuffs?
You either follow and obey the officer's orders, or, you know, you're put on the ground in some sort of force, right?
I don't know, but you need different force for a 40-year-old guy who's 200 pounds than you do an 11-year-old girl. It probably doesn't take a whole lot.
I can agree with that, but let's just say she wouldn't stop. Now, does he go after her and grabs her arm like somebody said earlier? But what if she's still, you know, persistent to leave the situation?
I mean, I think you can keep jumping ahead and going, what if? But the fact is, in this case, he chose to use a taser.
Well, I don't know. Maybe next time she should obey, you know, somebody's command.
You know, it's possible that she was just afraid. You know, she's 11 years old. Maybe this is the first time she's ever done it. The backpack was full of food. Maybe she thought she was doing the right thing to help her family. She's never encountered police before. She doesn't have the same exposure that we do and the same conversations that we have about what to do when you encounter police. And she took off because she was afraid. And that's it.
It still doesn't make what she did right.
Allegedly did. Remember, it was a group of girls.
Yeah,
how do you know you had the right girl?
But you just said she had a backpack of food.
I know, but he didn't know that at the time. He didn't see what was in the backpack to know that.
798, the phone number. You can also text in 22980 as we're talking about a story out of Cincinnati, Ohio.
So there's an off-duty officer who is assigned to work security at a Kroger grocery store, and somehow it comes to light to him that there is a group of girls allegedly shoplifting from this grocery store. He sees an 11-year-old girl or a girl that he thinks is one of the shoplifters, and he gives commands that she ignores. We don't know what the commands were. It must have been for her to stop because she doesn't. And instead, she walks in the opposite direction. He tases her, and the 11-year-old girl falls to the ground because that's what happens when an electric current is sent through your body. And she stops because that's the point. She is taken to a hospital first and then is released to her parents, and she's facing charges of shoplifting now. You got the vice mayor now that wants to know why on earth we are giving a taser to an 11-year-old child, and the police chief who is promising a full investigation.
576-7798. Was it right to use the taser on the girl or was it too far? Let's go to Steve on KMBZ. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. I have to say I'm sad that Wicked is taking this Scott Parks. I love police on this whole thing, because you have an 11-year-old, which is a child, and then you have an adult who has taken classes to protect and serve. Well, I forgot. You don't have kids. I mean, she's 11. You've never done anything dumb or immature. And this officer that we have, like so many other officers, trigger happy. What if he dropped the taser? What was he going to do, grab his gun and shoot her? That's what you have here, these officers that do these type of things, and they need to be held accountable. This was just wrong. I mean, who can't see that?
Oh, Steve, thanks, man. Sorry you disagree with me, and that's okay. I disagree with you. I didn't think we'd have the "you don't have kids" card played.
Oh, I'm getting it already.
Really?
Yeah, because okay. It's an easy card to play. It's when somebody doesn't like what you have to say about something, the first thing they say is, well, you don't have kids, so you don't know. That's fine. If that the way you want to go, cool.
I mean, I'm not pro-taser. But if this police officer saw someone committing a crime, and in his mind, the best way to bring that criminal to justice was to use
to justice. We're acting like she's, you know, a 30-year-old guy out stealing TVs.
But again, we're acting like this taser was a .44 Magnum that was used to kill her.
But it was electricity that was used to take her down.
Right.
Instead of chasing her, which he could have done, and put her in handcuffs, she needed a hospital visit before they could take her to jail. I mean, she didn't need to be incapacitated. Could he not catch her? I mean, is he an out-of-shape cop or something? Can he not chase her through a grocery store and catch her by the arm and put her in handcuffs? You got a taser?
I think the caller a little while back was correct. I mean, whenever anybody wants to put somebody in handcuffs, they have to be forced into that. No one just stands there and says, okay, here you go.
She's 11 years old.
I understand that.
You can't overpower as a cop an 11-year-old girl? Then I got questions. If as a cop you can't, you know, control an 11-year-old, I got questions about your ability to be a cop.
I can just picture that video of her screaming, him grabbing his arm, him bruising her.
Now he's got a different problem.
And exactly. I can picture that. I mean, cops are damned if they do and damned if they don't.
Well, he had other options here, and he chose the more extreme one. So, and by the way, why didn't he turn the body camera on?
That I don't understand.
Why didn't he turn? If he was doing everything right, why didn't he turn the body camera on?
576-7798. Let's go to Samantha on KMBZ. Hi, Samantha.
Hi. I'm a mom of two kiddos, and honestly, I think that if this kid is shoplifting and he used the force he deemed necessary, then where's the parent involved to make sure their kid is not doing something stupid like shoplifting? Like, you know, he used what he thought was necessary. I think you're right. If he put his hands on her, touched her, then we'd be dealing with a whole nother thing. She walked away from him. What would you rather him do? Let her leave? I mean, and then where's the parent who's going to be responsible for this? Your kid picks up and shoplifts in the store. Where are you? 11, they shouldn't be at the store by themselves.
I'll tell you, I could have gone to the store by myself at 11. I started staying at home alone when I was 10. Over the course of a summer, there was a grocery store within walking distance of my house. I could have gone by myself at 11.
I could not.
With no problem.
Absolutely not.
I spent 8 hours a day over a summer by myself. By the time I was 11, for sure.
I will bet most 11-year-olds could not. I would bet if we were to poll people with 11-year-old kids that they would not let their kid go to the store on their own. Reminds me of like Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone.
No, you don't leave your kid. I know, because we've talked about it on this program, the age at which you leave your kids at home alone. I mean, just because you tell them not to doesn't mean they're not going to go.
Samantha, thanks for your phone call. Let's go to Vicky on KMBZ. Vicky, thanks for calling.
I think the cop, I'm the policeman. I'm sorry, was totally out of line. I mean, there's a lot of different ways he could have subdued that child, unless they child. You don't use a adult taser on an 11-year-old child. I mean, couldn't he have just maybe hustled a little bit and gotten touch with her with his hand and grabbed her? I mean, you don't just use a taser on a young child unless you maybe want to accidentally kill her, because that amount of voltage could probably have killed her for shoplifting. Come on now, that's even a little bit much for an adult. She wasn't doing physical harm to anyone.
Well, she was stealing. I mean, Vicky, would you rather the police officer just let her go?
He couldn't. But again, he couldn't catch her. I mean,
yeah,
again, the options are not.
Her. Absolutely.
The options are not let her go or shoot her.
Security, help me. I'll round up this 11-year-old that's running away. Or, hey, she's, you know, I'm sure that place where he was has security because he got notified, didn't he? He could have sent him ahead to catch her. He did not have to use a taser on her.
Okay.
And the whole, you know, well, what do you do? Just let her go? Correct me if I'm wrong. Don't a lot of stores just let shoplifters go? Because it makes more sense to let them get out than try to make the scene of sending police after them, because it's less of a loss to just let them go.
I think we've heard the story of the person at Home Depot, and they got people, like the store got mad because they used something to stop a shoplifter.
Somebody was fired for it.
I think, yeah, I remember we took a story
for going after
him.
So letting her go is not the worst thing in the world either.
Vicky, thank you for your phone call. Let's go to Tiny on KMBZ. What's up, Tiny?
Hi, how you going?
All right.
As far as I know, I believe that it's actually, you can't accuse anyone of shoplifting until they leave the store.
Yeah, because you don't know that they didn't intend to put the stuff back.
That's right.
So right.
You can't do anything unless they leave the store, and in which case, if you feel that there's some suspicion, you want to have a good sales presence on the floor, and if you're, as a law enforcement officer, maybe wait at the front of the store if you have a suspicion and then wait till they leave, and then maybe they're with their mother anyway. You know what I mean? If they're in the store.
So in your mind, the officer acted too quickly and should have waited to see what the girl's endgame was.
Yeah. He should have just scoped out the situation better to understand what he was actually dealing with, and there was no need to resort to, I'm just going to quickly zap the girl. That doesn't make sense.
Tiny. Thanks, man. Let's get one more up before the quick break here. And Steve on KMBZ. What's up, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to say I'm listening in on the show, and I can agree with Jamie that maybe there is another way that he definitely could have subdued the girl. However, just going up and tackling a girl, something like that in today's society, who's to say that she's not going to go ahead and claim sexual assault?
So he can't. So he can't. You know, he has a regular job as a cop, so he can't chase and handcuff any woman that runs from him for fear that she'll claim sexual assault.
No, not at all.
Then why? Like, then why? Why the fear here?
We're not talking about any woman. We're talking about a child.
So a child's more likely to claim sexual assault than an adult woman.
Apparently.
Okay, then why is that a concern?
How is that not a concern? If you're an officer, if it's going to go ahead and be taken as, well, it's going to be, if we're going to go ahead and criticize him for tasing the girl, how do we know that we're not going to get the same sort of criticism out of left field coming from that with the sexual assault sorts?
Turn your body cam on and we won't have to have the conversation.
Of all the possibilities of chasing her down to get her into handcuffs, I didn't think of sexual assault. Steve, thanks for your phone call. But I do worry about, he chases her down, he tackles her, she's got bruises, and all of a sudden then he, without a body camera, of course, now it's an abuse of power.
Turn your body camera on. That's why we have them. So that it's not considered an abuse of power, so that you do your job the way your training tells you. Chasing her doesn't mean he has to tackle her to the ground. You chase after her, maybe you catch her in a corner and you grab her hand or something. It doesn't mean that 400-pound guy's got to land on the 100-pound girl and tackle her. Again, use your body camera. That's why you have them. Why didn't you turn it on?
I want to apply a theory that we have when we speak with most, you know, when cops pull the trigger of a gun to this coming up next. You can jump in. We'll squeeze in your calls as well. Fred, you're our leadoff hitter. 576-7798. Wrapping up our conversation with you at 576-7798. Couple more calls to get to about the 11-year-old girl who was tased in Cincinnati. A police officer thought she was stealing. He approached her. She went away. She moved away, walked away. And the police officer pulled out a taser and hit her in the back with it, shot her in the back with it. The 11-year-old girl was then taken to the hospital. She's been charged with evading police and possible burglary or theft. Theft is what it would be. She may or may not have been the girl that was, you know, that the guy was called for. Was it the right move by the police officer? We'll squeeze you in before we hand it off to Dana and Parks. Also have another keyword to cash for you coming up at 576-7798. Fred, thanks for hanging, bud. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks for taking the call. First-time caller.
Oh, glad to have you.
Thank you. You know, hearing just the fact, and I admittedly don't have the article in front of me, but it sounded like the police department policy was anywhere from ages 7 to 70 were authorized use of a taser. I guess if I'm 11 years old and I'm not following the law, and that's deemed to be appropriate and safe behavior by a police officer to detain someone by that method, I don't see what the police officer did wrong. And you can argue that the body camera wasn't on. We don't know the full story. But I also heard that this officer was moonlighting, and he was a security officer at the time. I don't think he would be required to wear the body camera and have it on unless he's working officially in the capacity of the department. So,
well, he turned it on after the incident.
When he had time to slow down and reassess the situation and say he probably had a chance to get it recorded. I mean, he's got tools at his disposal. He was trained to do that. He felt that that was the best way to defuse the situation and stop the girl from getting away and not listen to his commands. I guess I just don't see an issue. Yes.
And all due respect,
out there, I have small children and I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Your argument justifies every incident where a police officer says, I felt threatened, so it was okay for me to fatally shoot the guy. And we have people that call us all the time, but it does it because we have people that call us all the time and say, well, you know, how does he know his life was threatened? Well, department policy says if you feel like your life is in danger, you get to fatally shoot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.